Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refuses to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for April the 12th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is indeed our one of two, the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. Welcome to the broadcast. We believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders, absolutely brilliant, the solution to the problems we face. We don't need a revolution, ladies and gentlemen. A restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, no doubt, is the answer. Hope you're all doing marvelous. A quick recap of yesterday's hard-hitting show, still available on demand on your Roku player and at LibertyRoundtable.com. Tell all your friends, would you please? It's free. All right, there's a huge fury out there as Colorado gets shafted, says Donald Trump. Colorado has no primary or caucus. Cruz celebrates, quote, voterless victory. You cool with that? The mainstream press seems to be fine with it. Not a big deal. They say, hey, don't worry. Cruz just outmaneuvered Trump. Trump saying, wait a minute. People are livid. Trump erupts as Cruz sweeps. Colorado without votes. They say it's the biggest story in politics. That will not be allowed. Well, will it be allowed? I think it will. Vote fraud's everywhere, folks. It's wrong, it's wicked, it's evil, but it's being done by those who don't want the will of the people. But remember, these parties are private, folks. They're quasi-private governmental institutions. What do I mean by that? They're like the Federal Reserve. They're private as all get out. But they certainly have an influence on your government, more so than the rest of us. That's for sure. In fact, the Republican and Democratic parties together in partnership, Pat Buchanan wisely called it the left and right wings of the same bird of prey. You know what? They have a monopoly on politics in America, even if they are private sector outsiders, according to Andrew, that is Judge Napolitano. All right, we then move to American Idol, because see, nobody cares about the proper role of government. They just want to go ballistic when it's not working, instead of working within the system for solutions. Tragic, but true. American Idol finale ratings, amen, 13 million viewers. So there you go. Idol gets 13 million viewers, and Americans can't seem to put $5 together to save their country. There's a conspiracy even to push out Phyllis Schlafly. Is it an Eagle Forum coup, I might ask? Is it a GOP coup? Should Trump go third party? Time will tell. That was hour one of the broadcast. Now, I want somebody who was paying attention to the Eagle Forum meeting that supposedly took place yesterday, if they can, to dial in and update us on that. The number's 866-986-NEWS. That's 866-986-6397. I'd love to get caught up on what happened there. Should people pull a coup on Phyllis Schlafly? Phyllis Schlafly believes in Trump. A lot of these supporters say, whoa, Trump's crazy. He's hostile to women. Eagle Forum, an organization for women. What gives with all that? We'll try to keep an eye on the ball just for you at 866-986-NEWS. Hour two yesterday, brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, please think thepowermall.com. We had our guest on, Mr. Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. We talked about the new news service that Joel and others helped fund that I've been heavily involved in putting together. Kirk Cosby's been involved. Our well-known writer, Will Grigg, has been involved. We're all doing a great job working together. Thank heavens for Joel and his support group of funders. And anyway, it's tremendous. LibertyNewsDaily.com. It is available online now. It's not only for the consumer to check out hard-hitting, alternative, solution-oriented news, but it's for AM and FM radio stations and up and down the line. There's text news for your usage. There's also audio news, three-minute newscasts, eight of them produced daily, Monday through Friday currently, but we're looking for expansion as well. Check out LibertyNewsDaily.com. Is Team Obama setting us up for another house market crash or collapse? The answer is probably so, folks. Kirk brought that piece forward. Joel Skousen said it's very likely. They don't want to take down the whole economy, but they do want to pull the rug out from under us from time to time, keep us paranoid, fleece us for our money. That is for sure. We also talked about the Panama Papers. Everybody believes it's a huge treasure trove of information, but Joel Skousen says it's a very selective expose. Be careful. Is the Trump loss in Wisconsin fatal? Joel Skousen says no, but there is vote fraud going on everywhere. Russia's building new warheads and weapon systems. Russia has not withdrawn from Syria, despite what you hear elsewhere. We also talked about the Tribeca Film Festival threatened over anti-vaccine movie screening. Wow. While oil is not going to fall this far again, any preparedness tip about hand pumps? That all happened on yesterday's broadcast promoting the worldaffairsbrief.com. Incredible site with news and commentary on a troubled world. Sign up for the newsletter today. It comes out in your inbox every Friday. Joel Skousen, well-known commentator, well-known preparedness expert. worldaffairsbrief.com for his incredible newsletter. But in addition to that, Joel Skousen just launched his audio World Affairs Brief. So if you sign up for the World Affairs Brief, then you can get the audios and you can listen to them, download them while you're in your car, while you're jogging, while you're trail running, whatever you do, while you're working out in the garage, while you're at work, whatever, you can listen to them. And that way you don't have to just sit down and read it. You can just listen to it. It's a phenomenal new added service by Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. In addition to that, Joel has written many books. And when I last talked to Joel, he was working on updating his strategic locations book. Incredible. JoelSkousen.com. That's J-O-E-L Skousen, S-K-O-U-S-E-N. JoelSkousen.com. Check that out today. Now, that's a recap of yesterday's hard-hitting broadcast brought to you in part by ThePowerMall.com. Please do business with the good guys. That's ThePowerMall.com. Or if you're one of those folks that like to dial in, then you can do that too, right? To place an order, dial in. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you and dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. That's a recap of yesterday's broadcast. Now, or today, I should say, news the networks refuse to use. It all starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Got to fire up the tunes, my friend.
Joel M. Skousen's World
Brief. Oh, that's the wrong one. That's the Joel Skousen World Brief. All right. Well, you got to check that out. That's phenomenal, by the way. WorldAffairsBrief.com. Yeah. Did I do that on purpose, or was that just a mistake, Kurt? Was that one of those inline commercials that you just can't prevent?
I think it was.
Just saying. All right. Anyway, back to the tunes, my fellow Americans. Yeah, come on. Yeah. Rihanna. Good girl's going bad. Good girl's going bad. Yeah. Action. Come on. No clouds in my sky. See, there you have it, man. Got the rap going on. Modern day talk shows. You like that, Kurt?
Well, I would not say it's my favorite kind of music, but it's all right. I mean, it's not, if you have the right, I guess, words.
Hey, Kurt, that's Jay-Z. Come on. Sure, now, this is Rihanna. Jay-Z. Okay. Now, Kurt, you know what that song is?
No, I don't.
What?
Sorry about it.
Come on.
Yeah, you're talking
Listen.
To a culturally disadvantaged.
I just told you the name.
Listen, is the name?
Ella. See, under my umbrella.
Oh.
Kurt.
Okay.
Now, you're not allowed to sing this song, my friend. You want to know why?
Because I'm a white guy.
That is correct, sir.
I was thinking.
Now, white fellas can't be singing Under My Umbrella by Rihanna. Can't do it, man. You want to know why?
It's illegal for white people.
I don't know about it's illegal. You just might get the crap beaten out of you.
Oh, okay. Why?
Right? Well, dude, there's a warning put out there all over the internet right now. White dudes, white fellas, singing Rihanna's Umbrella. Hey, man, they might cause what are called microaggressions, Kurt.
Oh, well, of course.
We you understand?
Stop that.
Now, I know you're a racist, and they're not, because they can't be racist, Kurt. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go on the internet. I want you to type this in. Warning, white people singing Rihanna's Umbrella. And then type in microaggressions. Rihanna, R-I-H-A-N-N-A. And then microaggressions. That's one word, Kurt. M-I-C-R-O, aggressions.
Warning, white word. People singing. I got that part.
Rihanna's Umbrella.
Rihanna, I'm not sure how to spell that.
I just told you. R-I-H-A-N-N-A. Look that up. We'll talk about what the heck is a microaggression, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
North Florida, North America, and YouTube Babylon, are you tired of the direction America is headed?
Yeah!
Are you fed up with all the lies and corruption in government?
Yeah!
Are you tired of the persecution of Christians and other forms of patriots?
Yeah!
Do you want to get involved in the restoration of the Republic but are unsure where to start?
Oh, yeah!
The answers to these questions and more can be found with me, your host, Kevin Blake, Saturday nights, 10 to midnight Central Time, on Liberty News Radio, for the Restore the Republic show, where I will give you all the information needed to restore the Republic. So, Babylon, grab a chair, drink of choice, and get ready to laugh, or cry, or both. Until then, get comfortably disturbed at the RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. That is RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. See you on Saturdays, Babylon.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Yeah, come on. You got them microaggressions going on, ladies and gentlemen. You say, Sam, what the heck is a microaggression? Well, the problem is you're a white guy and you don't have a clue. Or a white gal and you don't have a clue. You don't know what these are. They're abuses that go on all the time. That's what they claim, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's happening. That's the song called Umbrella by Rihanna. And I don't dare play too much of it because I don't want to get in trouble. I'm not doing my licensing. But I just don't play many music tunes, and so I don't really need licensing. But listen to me. Microaggression, ladies and gentlemen, is a word. It's been around since 1970. And it's a term coined by a psychiatrist and Harvard University professor. Guy's name is Chester M. Pierce. In 1970, he coined this microaggression term. All right? Now, there's microaggressions.com. It's a website. Power, privilege, and everyday life is the headline for it. And the idea is that this Chester guy, this Chester professor, he saw microaggressions going on, Kurt. Little ways that you, my friends, are racist, evil, haters. And he documented it by this microaggressions word or term. What does it mean? Well, it just means that people can just get livid, ticked off, Kurt. Now, microaggression started out with just little insults, little words, little ideas, little phrases, little beliefs, little smacks of superiority, if you will. And I don't know what you do about it, except for you document it. And then you use it as the new buzzword, like racist. And the bottom line is, Kurt, you looked this up. What did you find, my friend?
Well, it looks like Fox News has an opinion piece about it with the headline, "Warning, White People Singing Rihanna Could Cause Microaggressions." You know, these are the same guys that they never have room for the, you know, end in the Fed or, you know, anything like that. But they got room for this. And I guess this story, like you said, it has some university overtones or undertones or whatever you want to call them. They talk about the University of Oklahoma and the human relations theory class. Now, I mean, you know, if you're going to get an education, you sure need a human relations theory class. I guess this author says, I guess it is originally a Reuters piece, by the way, but they say, this author says, there's nothing quite like a bit of white shaming, or shaming, I guess it is, courtesy of the American taxpayers. Then this student who was in the class told this author, says, I was told as a white woman it's insulting and a microaggression for me to cover or sing a Rihanna song because I'm not from Barbados. I was literally told to go sing the Star Spangled Banner. The student who asked not to be identified sent this author copies of both assignments, including a 100-item checklist, to determine how much privilege you have. Let's see, how much privilege do you have, Sam? I guess, for
example,
they say you've got privilege if a stranger is never asked to touch your hair.
Now let me stop you there.
Ask if it's real.
Let me stop you there for a minute. People ask to touch my hair all the time, Kurt.
Yeah, especially when you get a new buzz cut. You know,
that's right. I mean, they when I get my buzz cut, I don't know if you call it like a military haircut or what do you call that haircut besides a buzz, but it's really short. Yeah. Now, it's not really skinhead. You know, you got to be careful there.
No, it's real close, man. You know,
and it's people love to touch it. It's really soft, especially girls. Women like to touch my hair. Okay, so that's happened to me, Kurt.
Yes.
So does that mean that I'm what now? I'm not privileged.
Well, you must be not privileged,
And I try to tell people, you know what, you don't really have the privilege to touch my hair, is what I'm kind of saying. But nevertheless, that's happened to me.
Yes.
All right, next one.
Then it says straight white guys who have a job, vacation in Cabo.
I don't know what that means when they say straight white guys that have a job.
Straight would be, I guess that means you're not homosexual. Right.
Well, let me ask you a question. I am a blind person.
Yeah.
And growing up, when I was younger, it doesn't happen much as I'm older now, but when I was younger, I used to hold on to a friend because I'm a blind person that needed to show me where to go. Yeah. Then a lot of times people would accuse us of being gay. I've experienced all that.
You're holding on to
them. Well, I'm just trying to know where to go.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's very innocent and clear, but yet, you know, I've had very hostile comments stated until they realize that I'm blind or whatever. And okay, I've been through that. I understand that. Okay? I get it. So that has happened to me. Now, I am straight, but I'm not sure that I have a job, Kurt. It depends on how you define a job.
Yeah, you got lots of jobs.
I got like 50 of them. Now, do they ever talk about maybe if I was so privileged, I wouldn't need 50, Kurt?
Then it says vacation in Cabo.
I don't even know what that means. I've never been there.
I think there's a place in Mexico named Cabo San Lucas.
All right. Well, and I've never been there, Kurt, because I can't afford it.
Well, you're just too privileged.
So there's, wait a minute, I'm too privileged not to be able to afford it? Now, wait a minute, I've struck out on all three of these, four of these so far.
Well, the main reason you're going to strike out is you're white.
Wait a
minute. See, when you
start off with
that. I
don't have the privilege. All these things are supposed to document my privilege, but I don't have any of them.
When you start off with that, it overrules all the other things.
Oh, good point. Yeah. Okay, keep going.
And go to church on Sunday.
I do that, sir. Guilty as charged.
Those people are all very privileged.
Now, let me stop
you. Atheist Muslims. Yeah.
Barack Obama, even though he's just as white as he is black, chose to be black. By choice, I guess. He identifies as
black. Self-identifying.
You know, as far as I understand, he went to church every Sunday with the hostility of Jeremiah Wright.
Yep.
So he's guilty as charged. But anyway.
Yeah. Then they say atheists, Muslims, and anyone who works
at a
fast
food
joint.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Stop.
Underprivileged.
I just realized if you were a racist white person and you were to go to Cabo San Lucas, why would you do a thing like that if you're a racist, Kurt? If you're like a white, extreme racist hater, why would you ever go to a Mexican vacation?
Well, you do that because you can, you know, look down on other people.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Yeah,
I got it.
That's
all right.
The reason you do that. Yeah. And so anyway, they say anybody who's atheist, Muslims, and anyone who works at a fast food joint would be considered underprivileged.
Wait a minute.
Who reached out to me. Yeah.
Wait a minute. As a blind person, I was not even able to work at a fast food restaurant, Kurt.
Yeah, well, that's because you're, remember, see the first one, white person?
I know, but
you're
hold on.
Privileged.
All my white friends worked at McDonald's when I was a teenager.
Well, Sam.
Literally, almost every single one of them. And I wanted to work at
McDonald's
because I thought it would be cool to work with my friends, and I wasn't even able to do that. So let me get this right. If you never worked at a fast food restaurant, you're privileged. But what if your friends all worked at a fast food restaurant, so they're underprivileged, and then you wanted to but couldn't because it's even worse, then you're beyond underprivileged.
But they're not underprivileged, see, because sure, they work there, but they were white, right?
Oh, all right. I just was saying, okay. All right. So I struck out even double on that one, Kerry.
Yeah. And this student who reached out to this author wants to work in human resources, and the class is mandatory, this class where they teach you this, well, anyway, this stuff.
Don't go microaggressive on us, Kerry.
Yeah, that's right. They teach you that if you are not part of the minority, you cannot be discriminated against. She said a black person cannot be a racist to a white person. A female cannot be sexist towards a man.
All right, hold on. Well, I want to talk
majority.
About this. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt, we're talking about Rihanna. We're talking about microaggressions. We're talking about universities. We're talking about the whole societal shift that we're undergoing in America today. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. The long-suppressed 28 pages from the official 9/11 report contains information connecting a known Saudi agent to the hijackers, according to a 60 Minutes interview with several congressional figures who have seen the censored pages. Omar al-Bayoumi, a Saudi national who was the biggest benefactor to the 19 hijackers, is described by 60 Minutes as a ghost employee with a no-show job at a Saudi aviation contractor outside Los Angeles while drawing a paycheck from the Saudi government. Prior to 9/11, Bayoumi had been identified as a Saudi agent by the FBI. He arranged for the hijackers to obtain U.S. identification cards and helped some of them enroll in English classes and flight schools. The Competitive Enterprise Institute, a free market think tank, has received a subpoena from Attorney General Claude E. Walker of the U.S. Virgin Islands demanding a decade's worth of materials relating to its advocacy on the subject of climate change. Walker was one of several Democratic state attorneys general who have joined New York AG Eric Schneiderman in an effort to prosecute so-called climate skeptics. An unnamed lieutenant commander in the U.S. Navy, once assigned to a patrol and reconnaissance group, has been charged with two counts of espionage, reports Military.com. The officer is accused of communicating secret information relating to the national defense to representatives of a foreign government. The unit to which he was assigned conducts surveillance and recon operations and is also involved in airborne anti-submarine warfare operations. The officer has also been charged with three counts of attempted espionage, three counts of falsifying official statements, five counts of communicating defense information, patronizing a prostitute, adultery, and several violations of a lawful general order. The espionage charges potentially carry the death penalty. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, has developed an autonomous drone designed to pursue enemy submarines. The Sea Hunter, also called the Continuous Train Unmanned Vessel, would be deployed in the Pacific to defend carrier fleets against potential Russian and Chinese threats. The Sea Hunter's composite hull has a narrow aspect and is flanked by two pontoons, giving it an appearance somewhat like that of a Hawaiian outrigger canoe. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt talking about microaggressions. There's literally a Fox News, opinion piece, I guess, is the best way to describe it. Warning, white people singing Rihanna, or Rihanna's Umbrella specifically, could cause microaggressions. Now, I don't really know how to take this story exactly, Kurt, but we're talking about what is a microaggression. Simply put, a microaggression was documented in 1970 by a professor at Harvard. Now, let me make this very clear. At first glance, you might think we're making fun of this, and we're not. Okay, this is a very serious topic, and how we discuss these topics is very critical. All right, now, I want to be very clear that I don't fit into any of these categories. I have been accused of being gay because I'm a blind person, and when I was a kid, I'd have to hold on to my buddy's arm to know where to go. I don't fit in to the stereotypes. And these definitions are almost microaggressions in and of themselves, if you will. Now, the problem is microaggressions relate to all these separations, if you will, in society. So right before the pause, Kurt, you said if you're a female, you can't really be a hater against males because you're the, quote, minority, right?
That's correct, Sam.
And what was the other ones? Know.
Well, a black person can't be a racist to a white person. And it doesn't say this, but it means because there's more white people, I suppose.
Now, I say this is a lie.
Yep.
This is a deceptive, manipulative, intentionally perverted lie. Let me say it to you this way. A microaggression used to be known as a persecution. And persecutions have been going on since the world began. And I'm going to make this very clear. Every one of them are wrong. The abuse of another, the hostility to another, the superiority of oneself against another, in every case, is wrong. Is unacceptable, is unfair, and is unkind, and we reject it. I'm going to make that very clear. We reject microaggressions or persecutions of any kind. The Declaration of Independence teaches us that all men are created equal. Now, that doesn't mean man and women are left out. It means mankind, okay, people? It means the human race. The sons of man. The daughters of man, meaning mankind. Man and woman created them, right? All right, so we need to understand this very clearly. We at Liberty Roundtable Live follow the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. Here's the problem with that, Kurt. They could say that's a microaggression because we believe that Jesus Christ is superior to others. And, well, since we follow Jesus Christ, we believe that our way is superior to another way. So here's the question, the almighty $64,000 question. When is it a microaggression or a persecution or a hostility versus when is it my freedom to think and believe as I will? See, that's the serious discussion point. Because if I believe, for example, that, oh, maybe the general role of a male is to go out and protect and provide, and the role of a female is to nurture and etc. And so as a general rule, I believe that men should be out in the workforce and women should raise children. Is that a microaggression to believe that belief? See, the feminist women would say, absolutely, that's evil. What are you thinking? Are you suggesting that men are better than women or that? No, it's just a belief in the traditional family. Would I persecute anybody? Of course not. Would I deny women the freedom to go out in the workplace? Of course not. Do I want to persecute women who are in the workplace? Absolutely not. Do I believe that men are better than women? Of course not. Do I believe that the two sexes have complementary, not divisionary roles? Yes, I do. But see, because of that, I'm a very microaggressive person, they claim. Do I believe that men should get more pay for a job than a woman? Well, no, I don't. Do I believe that it happens? Yes, it does. Do I believe it's for legitimate reasons? Many times, yes. Oftentimes, a woman wants the freedom to leave her job, go pick up her kids from school, which, by the way, I support her doing. I really support her teaching her children at home and doing homeschool, but that's another topic. However, do you think a woman who wants to go pick up her kids every day from school in the middle of her job, and then a woman that doesn't want to attend the evening business meeting because she wants to be home with her kids and family, should she get paid as much as the guy that doesn't leave his job? And it does attend that meeting in the evening? In other words, is it really a man-woman separation, microaggression that occurs? Or is it just a reality in the workforce today? Men in our society, right or wrong as it may be, are given more freedom to pursue their work than women are. Take the same thing for a gay or straight person. Is it right for a straight person to persecute a gay person? Or to create microaggressions, hostilities, treat them as less? Of course not. It's wrong. It's evil. It should not be done. The Prince of Peace would teach and advise against that. However, here's the next question. If I believe that a man, one woman marriage, the traditional marriage, if you will, is ordained of God, and I believe that's the way it ought to be, and other marriages are not acceptable to my belief system. Now, does that mean that I would do any harm to somebody or somehow be mean or evil or wrong or persecute them for doing what they choose? No, it doesn't. And it would be wrong for me to do so. But at the same time, is it wrong for me to have my belief? Is that a microaggression? And so, Kurt, what this is coming down to is when is it a microaggression? In other words, persecution. When does somebody go on the offensive and treat somebody or give somebody less rights, treat somebody less or give them less rights, which I believe to be wrong, versus when is it I have the right to my own beliefs and it's a microaggression to deny me those beliefs? In other words, this professor has hit on something important, ladies and gentlemen. People for religious reasons, people for sexual reasons, people for racial reasons, have persecuted since the world began. I mean, I think Cain persecuted Abel and murdered him because Abel prospered, had a lot of land, did well. And Cain coveted that, right? So it comes down to pride. It comes down to coveting. It comes down to hostilities. How do you draw that line? How do you make sure that you can maintain your own belief system, but have mutual respect for others? How do you deal with this, Kurt? When I see warning, white people singing Rihanna could cause a microaggression, how would that be, Kurt? What if you like the song? What if you're a white guy or gal and you genuinely like the song Umbrella by Rihanna and you happen to sing it? You know, I walk around a corner at the office by the water cooler and I'm like, Umbrella, Ella, Ella, Ella. And someone just goes ballistic on me. Who caused the microaggression? Did I cause it because I sang Rihanna? And I shouldn't have done that? Now, mind you, I'm not making fun of Rihanna. That's the ultimate question, Kurt. How do we create this balance in society? I believe that the professor's hit on something important. I don't care if you call it microaggressions, a modern term, or whether you call it persecution. People should not be persecuted for any reason. Whether it's youngsters bullying each other on the playground, right on up to abuse and bullying in the workplace. Bullying is wrong. Microaggressions are wrong. Persecutions are wrong. Right? Now, it's a very difficult balance. Now, there's a Mormon or Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints apostle speaking out on this very topic, Kurt, although he doesn't put it in the vernacular of microaggressions. Dateline Claremont, California, on Friday, March 25th. So it was a little bit ago. All right. But I guess they're talking about religious freedom in the 21st century. And this Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints apostle says we need to seek a ceasefire in the culture war. Mormon apostle says we need to seek for a ceasefire in the culture wars. I want to talk about this when we get back. I want to get Kurt's comments. And I want to strike a balance. And I want to use common sense here. We need to make sure we understand this and take this as a serious topic. At the same time, we can't go too far. This is Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998 and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Mormon Apostle Dallin H. Oaks, also known as Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Apostle, Dallin H. Oaks, one of the 12 apostles for the 15-plus worldwide million member church and growing, says seek a ceasefire in the culture wars. Elder Oaks encourages understanding and civil dialogue. It's an interesting statement, and I agree with it. Understanding and civility are key ingredients, Elder Oak says. They're indispensable ingredients in bringing an end to the culture wars that trouble our pluralistic nation. I couldn't agree with it more, Kurt. And that's kind of my point is this. How do we maintain our beliefs before God, but not be hostile, not create microaggressions, not allow persecutions or bullying or whatever modern term you want to use for this? How do we treat others with civility and kindness across all division lines? Do so in a respectful manner. How do we treat this topic seriously? But how do we not go overboard to violate one's conscience, one's right of conscience, one's belief system? Look, I believe that one man, one woman marriages are God's laws. And that's what I believe in. Doesn't mean that I want to be hostile to anybody else or persecute anybody. I believe that primarily men should be in the workforce and women should care for children. That doesn't mean that there's not adaptation in that based on needs and circumstance. But I generally believe that straight way of life would be the appropriate lifestyle that I would support and believe in. Doesn't mean I want to be hostile to somebody who chooses otherwise. How do I respect other rights but preserve my own history, my own culture, my own life, my own beliefs, my own... And how do I do so in a way that does not create microaggressions? I mean, I wouldn't really intend to sing Rihanna and create a microaggression. But I might sing Rihanna because I might go into a restaurant and eat and it might be on there and it might be Ella, Ella, Ella. And then I might walk around going Ella, Ella, Ella just for fun. And I wouldn't mean to cause any harm or create a microaggression, Kurt. I really wouldn't. Mormon Apostle Dallin H. Oaks, seek a ceasefire in the culture wars. He's basically saying that understanding and civil dialogue is the answer. Understanding and civility are indispensable ingredients to bring an end to the culture wars that trouble our pluralistic nation. That's what he said in a speech that he gave. And I think he's hit on something very important to understand. We can. This is doable. To maintain our beliefs, ladies and gentlemen. In other words, to disagree but do so agreeably. Is that a word? A way of thinking? I can disagree with you, but I can do so agreeably. I can still be kind. I can still be gentle. I can still be civil. I can still try to do my best to advocate for and create understanding. I can still do so with respect. I can still do so without creating persecutions and or microaggressions. Kurt, you want to add to this? And then I got one more story that you gave me at the end of the hour that I know seems completely unrelated, but I'm convinced we can relate it.
Very good. You know, it does seem like, you go right back, and the more things change, the more things stay the same. You know, there's not much new under the sun. This has been going on for basically ever. But yes, sometimes people can upset other people. They might not even know that they're upsetting other people. You know, like you maybe singing, you know, Ella when you're, you know,
Umbrella,
not approved for it. You know, and this kind of thing, I mean, we basically got to go to the words of the Prince of Peace and, you know, basically treat others as you would want to be treated, follow his commandments and do unto others, you know, etc. I mean, we're just talking about some basic rules of getting along. But, of course, in the Fox News piece, they wouldn't have space for that. I mean, you know, wouldn't want to bring up the God factor. You know, I mean, for example, in this story, they do talk about if you plan on doing karaoke at the company picnic, you might want to skip Rihanna, skip Jay-Z. This author says, I'd recommend Barry Manilow or maybe Donnie and Marie. Yeah. But anyway.
But see, if I were to sing Barry Manilow and Donnie and Marie, pretty soon they'd say, see, you white people are singing all your white people songs.
Yeah, good point.
In other words, I just can't win, folks. I thought that if I were to sing a Rihanna song, it would be the ultimate version of flattery. I think Rihanna should be happy that her songs are being, that are going viral and they cross racial lines and that we're all coming together to bring people under our umbrella and protect people and whatever the song says. I'm not an expert of the song, but I'm just saying, I'm not sure it creates microaggression.
Good point.
Now, Jay-Z, I'm sorry, it's not Jay-Z at all. This is TZ.
Oh.
Our listener TZ emails in and says, hey, no, microaggressions aren't wrong, Sam. They're the small offenses that ought to be ignored or treated with charity. In other words, his point is people are not intending to just run around and commit microaggressions. We all have belief systems. We all were raised certain ways. We're doing our very best. He says Mormons have been the targets of far more microaggressions than women. Mm. Wow. And what do you do when you're microaggressed against? Or when you even notice that you may be even a victim of greater aggressions? If there's something persistent that is offensive, it's fine in a way to bring it up in a way that de-escalates the situation. Instead, coining microaggressions is trying to justify its escalation, if you will. Example. What if you said Merry Christmas to an atheist?
Ooh,
microaggression, Kurt.
Same. Yeah, for sure.
Uh-huh. Or what if you said Happy Easter?
There you go. Another big offense.
Many things bother and annoy me, he says. But we are called as Christians to be long-suffering and patient.
Yep.
But also wise. So when someone acts, let me say this over. When someone acts foolishly by escalating, it's up to us to deal with it appropriately. And in other words, what he's saying is that, you know what? From a psychological point of view, he's right, Kurt. I agree with TZ completely.
Yeah.
However, I want to say, though, that, you know, if we start talking too much like this, then they'll say, see, this guy's escalating with his microaggressions.
Yeah.
If I say something and it gives offense, says TZ, and the other person explodes, it's usually because the person who explodes finds it effective as a way to silence other people. I'm silenced because I fear the feds. Or I fear the person next to me just might go berserk, crazy.
Yeah.
In either case, I'm silenced. Now, I agree with TZ's point completely. It's a valid point. It's a well-thought-out position. And I agree, except the problem is, how do we make sure we come across peaceful and kind, genuine and appropriate, but yet take all the advice given? I do believe we need understanding and civil dialogue, and I think that's what TZ's talking about. I wish Jay-Z was talking about the same thing. But I know the moment Apostle Dallin H. Oaks and Sam Bushman are talking about how to de-escalate. I know TZ is. How to forgive. People don't mean many of these offenses. If I walked around the corner at the water cooler and saying, Umbrella, Ella, Ella, I'm not trying to cause offense. I would hope that Jay-Z would just go, oh, there's that white goofy guy, loving Rihanna songs, and let it go. I do think that we need a kinder, gentler society, though, Kurt. That's for sure. All right, there's new research, Kurt, that's out, and I think it might relate here. Maybe we could just take a pill for this, Kurt. What do you think? We just took a microaggression, anti-microaggression pill, Kurt.
It's a great point, Sam, because, they've been talking about this whole placebo thing forever. And now they've got some, according to CBS New York, they've got some, facts behind it that now instead of, for people, they say, for certain ailments, they may recommend that they literally get a prescription placebo. Now, I mean, a normal placebo off the shelf, that wouldn't be good. But a prescription one, hey, when a doctor's going to give you something that's basically a fake pill, see, that is more effective, But they say it looks like any ordinary pill, but it turns out it's fake medication, and doctors confirm it's got a cure. Some of these most common medical conditions, for example, they tell you some of the different ones, but now
You have a migraine headache, and you have irritable bowel syndrome, all these kind of things that can, even if you know it's a placebo, it can really help. And so I'm thinking we need an anti-microaggression placebo.
That's right.
Don't email me and say we really don't, Sam. It was a joke.
Every white guy.
But it is a point taken that, they say studies on the placebo effect will begin at Harvard this spring, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I'm sure funded by your tax dollars. That could cause microaggressions, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
All right, now all I'm telling you is we need a kinder, gentler society. We need to follow the Prince of Peace. I agree with TZ. I wish Jay-Z would agree with TZ. And if you catch Kurt Cosby singing a Rihanna song, don't get microaggressive, please. Follow the Prince of Peace. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, libertyroundtable.com. This nation shall endure.